Recording.
Okay, Chof, Hamid Vav, Ahmed Aleph at the top of the daf. Sinan, Hossam Sinan. We learned over there in Shabbos, Avaloi Esa Oitze, you cannot do the Oitze. Vama Shmuel, my Avalo Esa Oitze, what does it mean over there when it says you can't do the Oitze? So he explains, Aval lo yigmor es oitzer kulo. You can't totally clear out your storage room when you're emptying it out. Why? Because dilma asila ashvigumos. Because you may come to make equal the holes with the rest of the floor, and it's a problem of boina. So hakamai. How does that affect us on Yom Tov? What would the law be? So hosom who did b'shabbos to also. Maybe because over there Shabbos is also Mishum de Chomia, that it's very Chomor Shabbos, right? Aval Yom Tov de Kiel, but Yom Tov that is more lenient. Shapir Dami, it will be fine, and we'll allow you to do it, to even clear out the room totally, right? Or Dilma, or perhaps Hossam, we're going to say on the other side, right? Hossam de Ika Bittel Beis Midrash Amat Lo, over there, despite the fact that we've got Bittel Beis Midrash, nevertheless, you can't do it. Yeah, Hacha de Leika, Bittel Beis HaMidrash, Lokol Shekein. So here, where you don't have Bittel Beis HaMidrash, all the more so, it's going to be awesome. So Hacha Tanan, over here in Yom Tov, we taught, Meishilin Peres Derech Aruba, right, you can drop down the wheat kernels through your skylight. Va'amar Rav Nachman, Lo Shonu, that we allowed this was only, Ela Ba'oysu Agag, was on your own roof. Aval Migag Ligag, Lo, but so somebody else's roof, not. The Tanya Namihak, we got a bride that says the same thing. Ein metal tlimi gag legag. You can't carry from one gag to the other gag. Okay, I feel because you're going to say and shoving, even when the gag goes saying and shoving. Okay, so Hossam, right, so how's that going to apply? Hossam, my, how's that going to affect Shabbos, right? Hachahu, also over here on Yom Tov, it's going to be awesome. Mishum Yom Tov, the keel, the icy lazuli bay, people are going to take it leniently. Or not seriously. Aval Shabbos tochemir, but Shabbos is more machmir. But look, I see lazalzuli. People are not going to be makel. Yeah, shopping damage, so they will be permissible to do from one to your neighbor's gag. Or Dilma Mahacha over here. The ikh hesed peros. Even though that you got hesed peros, or Mark Lowe, you said you can't do it. Hossam to Lake hesed peros over there, where you don't even have any financial loss. Look, all shekain that you would not be allowed to do it to your neighbor's roof. So Hacha, over here on Yom Tov, Tanya, Lo Yishal Shalev, you can't lower them down B'chavah with the aid of a rope. Yeah, B'chloi knows through the windows on the side of the building. The Lo Yoridim Derech Sulamos, and you can't also, yeah, basically if you've got like some steps to get down to the lower floor, you can't just schlep them down the steps, you just have to drop them. Yeah, so Hosomai. So what's going to be the din of Shabbos? Yeah, Hacha Yom Tov, Hu De Osa, On Yom Tov is Osa, the lake a bittle base of midrash, because over here there's no bittle base of midrash. Yeah, about Shabbos, the ikka bittle base of midrash, shapir dami, it will be fine. Or Dilma, perhaps the other way. Hacha the ikka hefsed peirus here. That there's even though it's the hefsed amatlo, we don't allow it. So hosom on Shabbos, the lake hefsed peirus, there's no financial loss incurred. Look all shekain, take him. Okay, the machasin is a peirus. We said in the Mishnah. Right, they basically, if you've got a drip coming down and it's going to damage the peros, yeah, you can cover the peros. Yeah, so I'm a ula, but a filu avira de livni. Says ula, not only can cover peros, you can even cover up, right, your muksa bricks. Right, and Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, he says no. Peros, when it's peros in the Mishnah, it means haru'uyin, only if the ru'uyin. But as the Rabbi Yitzchak, the time Rabbi Yitzchak goes to his reasoning, the Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, ain kli nital. A kli can only be carried, ella ledover nitzal b'shabbos, only on the for something that it itself could be carried. So you can carry it, okay? Tznan. Now who's right? It says mechasin as a peiros b'kelim. It says in the Mishnah you can cover the fruit, right, to protect them. Peiros in peiros you can avira delivni lo, but bricks not. So answer the Gemara. Who adin defila avira delivni? Right, it's true, right, with regards to the covering up, you can even cover up bricks, but I did the Tana ratio, since it taught in the ratio, Mishilin Peros, you can drop down your Peros, so which over there, you're touching them directly, so it has to be by definition not Muksa, yeah, and it has to be Peros, Tana Sefer, Nami. So it says in the Sefer also, Mechasin is a Peros, you cover the Peros. Okay, Tanam, continues the Mishnah. It says, V'chein k'dei yayin k'dei shemen. So Hacha, oh, so that's the Kasha, right? Because it says in the Mishnah, basically, things that are not Muksa, k'dei yayin and k'dei shemen. So answer the Gemara, no. Hacha b'mayaskina b'tivla. We're talking about that when it's Tevel. So since it's Tevel, it's Muksa. So you can't make a proof. So in fact, that's Mistabra. Hakanam Mistabra. If you would have thought that these barrels were Dehetera, were Heta, Ha Tana Le Resha, we talked right before, earlier in the Mishnah, Peros. Right? So why do you need to tell me Kedei Yayin and Kedei Shemen? Okay. So answer the Gemara, no. You can push off this proof, right? So you want to prove that it must be that it's Tevel because we've basically already taught Heta. But says the Gemara, maybe not. Kadei yayin and kadei shemen it's drichalei. You do need it. Why? Yeah? Because Salkadaitek, I mean, you would have thought lehefse meruba chashu. You thought if it's a hefse meruba, then you're allowed to do tircha. Right? The whole thing, right? You can drop your wheat kernels down the skylight, right? Or you can cover them, right? So you can cover them. Your wheat kernels, because over there they're going to get damaged, they're going to get rotty and rancid over there. So therefore, we allowed you to cover over those payrolls, yeah. But the hefsed muatz, they got these barrels, wine barrels and shemen barrels, right? It's not going to get damaged so much. So you may think that you may not be able to do it. Lo chashu, they weren't concerned about it. Kamashalam, they are.